This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Bob DeMaria, the founder of the Drugless Doctors, a chiropractic practice in Cleveland, Ohio, and Naples, Florida, that also provides personalized nutrition, drugless lab testing, and breast thermography. And Dr. DeMaria, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, tell us, for those that are lost on this, what is mental health? Get into some of the details on what that is.
Well, that's a very good question. Mental health means so much to so many individuals. Somebody might think, well, I have a mental health issue because I have ADHD. But we have a mental health issue in our family because my mom has Alzheimer's or dementia. Or another person might think, I have anxiety or depression, sadness. So the word mental health is a very large umbrella term, and it could be individualized depending on the person's body signals. And my approach to the book was to help the overall organ systems in the body that facilitate optimal mental health.
And even taking that further, Dr. DeMaria, why is there such an emphasis on mental health today?
Well, it's very interesting what's happening. I've been practicing since 1978, and we probably have had mental health challenges since the beginning of time. And it depends on the season. And you can imagine World War II and dropping the first atomic bomb and all the catastrophes that have happened. What's going on right now in our society is it's a combination of excessive stress, and that stress impacts a gland in our body called the adrenal gland. And the adrenal gland has everything to do with your emotions, because there's a protein called tyrosine that helps make adrenal hormones. And this is a very interesting puzzle piece. When somebody has stress and they're burning through all of their adrenal hormones, the next layer which occurs is the body is going to literally use up its tyrosine. And I learned this back when I was first in practice, but I couldn't figure out all the exact puzzle pieces. I was having individuals come into my office. I knew they were stressed, but they also had loss of pigment on their skin, which is called vitiligo. And I addressed this in the book. And it really took 35 years, Eric, for me to determine. I was reading a PDF about a lab test, and they talked about tyrosine. So tyrosine, as I mentioned, makes adrenal hormones. Tyrosine is also, are you ready for this, a natural antidepressant. Tyrosine and iodine make thyroid hormone, and tyrosine also makes skin pigment. So you're going to say, okay, what did you just say, Dr. Bob? I believe, and we talk about this in great detail in the book, most people who have issues with anxiety, depression, and even low thyroid can be based on the amount of stress in their life. And it's estimated right now anywhere between 18 to 20%. I've read statistics as high as 30% of the people in the United States have some kind of depression or anxiety medication that they're on, which is a lot of medication.
Well, I got to say, that's some interesting information, and I'm sure you have raised the interest of the listeners tuning in today for sure. Now, let's start at the beginning. How can the food that we consume affect our mental health?
Well, back in the 1980s, when there was a transfer in the fast food market, women started to enter the workplace. Time was limited. Fast food was accelerating. And what happened around that time, they transferred, this is the food industry, from lard and beef tallow to make French fries and other type of foods. they transferred the cooking experience over to partially hydrogenated oils or trans fat. And trans fat was developed in the 1800s, and it wasn't until World War II that they started to incorporate it in our society because of the American soldiers being over in Europe. They wanted them to have butter, so the American public was introduced to margarine or oleomargarine. I can really remember this when I was a kid. We used to go camping, and we had this plastic container that had this like white material in it, and there was a little red button on the bottom of the package that you squeezed it, and it was yellow dye. So we used to move all of this yellow dye into this material to make it look like butter. And then as time went on in the late 1970s, partially hydrogenated oils or trans fat really entered the marketplace because it had a long shelf life, which meant it could be on the shelf for a long time period. In the mid-80s, I started to discover, having children come into my office that were having challenges with ADHD, so I started to do more research in the area of this trans fat and learned that trans fat sabotages your body's ability to make good oil. And our brains, Eric, need oil. It needs good oil. Just like the engine of your car needs oil, the oil needs to be changed. So your nervous system sends messages along a layer of fat on nerves called the myelin sheath. Think of the myelin sheath as the covering around a wire. You know, there's copper, and then around the copper, there's a rubber material. Think of that as the myelin sheath. Well, if you have a diet, and at one time it was estimated that nearly half of the meal, I'm even sure it's even larger than that right now, are consumed outside of the home. And when you go to the restaurants, you're not always sure the exact kind of oils that they're using to cook the food in. Those oils sabotage your nervous system's ability to transfer information. That is why we have a variety of mental health issues today, because if you don't have enough oil in your body, you could have depression or anxiety. If you don't have enough oil, you could have issues with Alzheimer's and memory loss. If you don't have enough oil, you could have inflammation going on in your body. So food does impact function. What you eat becomes a part of you. What you eat has to go through metabolic steps to be incorporated properly into the nervous system. So you are what you eat.
Some fabulous information shared so far, and really makes a whole lot of sense today. We're speaking with Dr. Bob DeMaria, the founder of the Drugless Doctors, a chiropractic practice in Cleveland, Ohio, and also a location in Naples, Florida, that also provides personalized nutrition, drugless lab testing, and breast thermography. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's health news and mental health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, how can someone improve mental health conditions like depression and anxiety naturally? Unfortunately, those two are very popular today.
Well, that's a very good question, Eric, and I really want to emphasize that today, and since I have been practicing 1978, I believe a lot of the information that they're suggesting people to eat, not that it's wrong, but we eat such an excessive amount of processed food today that we have inflammation. And so what I have learned, and this is so significant, because science has caught up with this whole idea of us being able to evaluate the body. So there's actually a lab test that we incorporate in our practice. Either you can go to a lab, or we can send a kit to anybody anywhere in the world to literally measure the oil in your body and say, wow, that's pretty cool, Dr. Bob. Well, back in the 80s, I was telling you about the oil that I learned. It was a fat called DHA. That's the fat for your brain. But we can measure and evaluate that. So when I have an individual come into the office, we start looking at their diet sheets. And there is an oil called the omega-6 fats, which can cause inflammation. So for the listeners now, just be aware of ingredients. Look for safflower oil, sunflower oil. They, and I'm going to emphasize this, they're not bad oils. We just consume too much of it. So if you want to start to improve your overall mental health, focus on omega-3 fats. Olive oil is not an omega-3 fat. Olive oil is an omega-9. Coconut oil is not an omega-3 fat. We use sardine and anchovy-based oil. Probably one of the best things that everybody could do right now is back off snack foods. Walnuts are a great source of an omega-3 precursor fat.
One last question for you, Dr. DeMaria. If someone wanted to begin a roadmap to improve their mental health today, what are the first three things that they could do to make that happen?
Well, probably the very first step is to evaluate what they are consuming. If you're going out to eat for lunch every day and you're going to a franchise restaurant, you may consider, and this is what my wife and I do, we make our salads for the week on Saturday or Sunday. We use romaine lettuce, arugula, spinach. So you want to start incorporating at least one meal a week that you know you're going to be making yourself that you have control over. I would avoid pastries and inflammatory foods for breakfast. You might even consider, this is going to sound pretty amazing, a sweet potato for breakfast that you make a bunch of them on the weekend and throw some butter on it or some almonds or some walnuts. And then for dinner, because everybody says, Dr. Bob, you should write a cookbook. Here's a simple cookbook, Eric. Saute some onions in a pan with olive oil and mushrooms. Grab your favorite vegetable, put it in there. And if you, like myself, I eat organic chicken or organic turkey. So my diet focuses on non-starchy green vegetables with a salad, and I eat the ever-famous Dr. Bob's ABCs every day, a half a red apple. I eat beets, a medium carrot, and a radish. That helps improve your ability to have bowel movements, and it supports optimal liver function. Those are the easiest steps. Drink water. Avoid as much soda as you can because there's a lot of chemicals. Become label savvy. Read the labels.
Well, I'm sure listeners are motivated and inspired to change their eating habits. I really do appreciate the information you've shared here today, especially there at the end, how you describe preparing your own meal. Sounds awfully delicious, let me tell you. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and also how could they best be in touch in regards to the Drugless Doctor?
Well, you could go to our website, which is Drugless Doctor, that's spelled out D-R-U-G-L-E-S-S, Doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R.com. I am the author of 11 books. The reason that we do incorporate breast mammography in both offices is I wrote a book on called Dr. Bob's Drugless Guide to Balancing Female Hormones. I was married in 1976, so I've learned a lot, I must say, over my life. So you can go to my website. You could do a search on Dr. Bob DeMaria, the Drugless Doctor. You can join me at my office in Naples, Florida, or up here in Cleveland, Ohio.
And there you go. Again, Dr. DeMaria, all the best. Thanks for what you do and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly appreciated your time today.
And thank you for having me. And I hope we're going to make a difference in someone's life. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Bob DeMaria, the founder of the Drugless Doctors, a chiropractic practice in both Cleveland, Ohio and Naples, Florida, that also provides personalized nutrition, drugless lab testing, and breast thermography. And for all the details, visit druglessdoctor.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.